Zug. The Parson and Millennium a long way behind on the outside of the field. With just over a quarter of a mile to go, it's Linden Tree challenged by Lombardo with Mill Reef cruising up on this side. Then comes Homeric, then Athens Wood, Irish Ball and Zug. As they come into the final furlong now, it's Mill Reef coming on from Lombardo and Linden Tree on the far side. And Mill Reef it is. It's Mill Reef, the favourite, coming on inside the last furlong. Linden Tree in second place, Lombardo third. Irish Ball running on very strongly to try and get third place. As they come up the line, it's Mill Reef the winner, Linden Tree second.
Well, 50 years ago, that was the English Derby at Epsom Downs. And why are we playing that race 50 years later? Because the rider aboard Mill Reef was back at Epsom recently to receive a vaccination. You see, some of the big UK race courses are being used for the vaccination for COVID. Our guest on the line from the UK is Jeff Lewis. Was a leading rider for many years, including aboard that winner at the Derby, and of course was returning to Epsom Downs to get a vaccination. Jeff Lewis, thank you for taking the call there in the UK. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much. We're in Nolene, which is Jim Munro's daughter. We've come here now, and we've been here for 11 years now, which is about half a mile from Tattenham Corner.
Well, who would have thought 50 years after winning that race you'd be back there getting a vaccination? Before we talk racing, the obvious question, because here in Australia we're only just starting to have vaccinations. I think you got the Pfizer vaccination. How are you feeling after the vaccination, I think a month or so ago now? How are you?
I don't feel as though I've had anything.
Well, that's good.
I took Nolene just for this lunch, just the day after.
Well, that's good advice for all of those in this country and those that have been wary of getting a vaccination. So no problem for you. So I think you've just turned 85. Is that right? 85 years young?
Pardon?
You're 85 now, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it is December the 21st.
Yep.
Of the 12, 35.
Yep. Okay. You turned 85. I just replayed the 1971 Derby, and of course the Horse Mill Reef was such an amazing part of your success. You won the Ark, of course, later that year. You won a number of other features aboard the horse. When people think of Jeff Lewis, I guess they think of Mill Reef, Jeff.
Yes. Oh, look, he was, I can promise you, I used to get on his they'd just put me up, and in the Derby, then he won the thing at Sandown. That was a Group One, and then of course going over to Des France was he was the easiest. I didn't ride him; he rode me.
Wow. So, you won the 1,000 guineas, the 2,000 guineas, the Epsom Hoax, Coronation Cup, a number of those, of course, we mentioned with the horse. Well, let's replay the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, 1971. As we mentioned, Mill Reef, you were aboard him at Epsom in the 1971 Derby. And 50 years ago, you won the Arc in Paris.
Position. Then comes Ramsau on the inside. Royalty's fighting his way back into the picture. Miss Dan's coming there strongly towards the outside with Pistol Packer also coming there. They've got 3.5 furlongs to run. And it's Sharapur who's hit the front with Halley's. Lester Pigott coming to take it up off him now. And it's Halley's from Mill Reef who's moved into second. Then comes Pistol Packer towards the outside. And it's Mill Reef on the far side who's struck the front with 2 furlongs to run. Pistol Packer coming to challenge him. Then comes Caro and Halley's. And it's Mill Reef for England from Pistol Packer from France. They race into the final furlong. It's Mill Reef from Pistol Packer. Cambrizia's coming there strongly, but it's Mill Reef holding Pistol Packer. Cambrizia coming there on the line, but at the line, Mill Reef's the winner. Pistol Packer second.
Look, I know you mentioned your memory's not as great as it should be. Do you remember much about that big win, though, in France?
Oh, God, yes. I just coming just towards the turn. There was two horses come on my outside, and I said, no, there's Duncan Keith was in front of me. He's been dead just a long time, the poor bugger. I mean, he was a great rider. He was a very, very good test rider. And I said, well, I could go out, just come in, and I thought that's a bit too early. So I dropped in, and I dropped into in behind him, and I knew if he went past a horse, he used to just cover it straight away. And Duncan did, you know, and he just went just past the horse in front, and of course he just got in front of him, and of course that gave me just a gap, which was just by the just passing just the two, and from then on it was goodbye.
Well, your memory's coming to life now. We did mention that Jeff Lewis, memory struggling a little, but he's chatting to us. We're chatting to Jeff Lewis. Some of our older listeners might remember him from Wales originally, but would be one of the terrific riders in the 70s especially. The horse Mill Reef was one of the great horses he rode. It won the Epsom Derby. That's the reason we're chatting to Jeff, because only a month or so ago he returned to Epsom to get a vaccination for COVID. And as he just said, he's feeling fine, went to dinner the day after. That's good news for those of us waiting to get vaccinated. And of course, 50 years, who would have thought he returns to Epsom Downs where he won the Derby to get a vaccination, because the racecourse is being used for that purpose. The horse would also win the Ark in 1971, 50 years ago, won the King George, the Queen Elizabeth, the Eclipse Stakes, the Dewhurst Stakes, of course, the year before. What a great horse it was for you. Post your riding career, Jeff, you actually trained for a long time too, didn't you? You trained over almost 500 winners, so post your riding career, you had a pretty handy training career as well. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, well, I was very lucky. I was an apprentice at Epsom when I was 15 with one a trainer called Ron Smythe. I mean, the Smythes had about four trainers. One was down in Arundel, and one was somewhere else. And I was a page boy and in a hotel in London, and up come a jump jockey, a great jump jockey, and then he said to me, hello little man. I was only about 5'3" or something, and he said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm getting £3 a week, and that was from to Shepherd's Bush just to go up to just London. And I just said to my just mum, because just dad had he had gone then, and I said, I've been invited to go there. And the sister, my elder one, who took me down to Epsom just to talk to Ron Smythe, and he said, "Well, I'll take you on. I'll give you just apprenticeship and so on." So, and it was the best thing that ever happened to him. He was a tough old man. I mean, but he was fair, and I was apprentice for 5 years with him, and he taught me everything. And but he was a tough old man, as I just said. And I very luckily then Scobie came over, and
Scobie Breasley, of course, yep.
To train, and I got on I don't know just why or something like that. We both used to just play just golf, and become very well. Just from then on, I can go to him in the at the races and ask him, now, what about this and this and this and that, and we become great friends.
And we should mention to our listeners, there's a great connection with Australia. We're chatting to Jeff Lewis, 85 years young, Derby winner of 1971 and so many other great races. Your wife, Nolene, her father is the great jockey Jim Munro, who won the Melbourne Cup twice. So you're one of ours, Jeff. Your wife is the daughter of Jim Munro, the twice Melbourne Cup winner.
Yes, that's right. And Jim and Mum, when we got married, they came over and they lived with us for how long did they in Epsom, Nolan? On and off. And Jim was the greatest, of course. He was the horse I won in Brisbane was, what was it?
Bindana.
You won aboard that horse in Brisbane here in Australia. North of here, we're in Melbourne. Terrific. Look, great memories. I know you said your memory's fading a bit, but it's just great to have you on the radio here. And you still watch the races, obviously. The last year or so, I guess you've been shielding and staying at home and keeping away from places as we've all been doing. But you still enjoy the races, watching the TV. I guess it's been a while since you've been to the track. Would you like to get back one day?
Well, I'm a bit old now.
Not to ride, just to watch.
I'm talking to you now, and I'm looking out of the window because we're on the floor ground of a nice area, half a mile from the 5 furlong gates at Epsom.
Wow, you can see the track each day.
And I go every day. I go just away from there, and I come the other side. I go hour and a half every day. I walk hour and a half every day.
Wow! So the Epsom racetrack is still very much your life. You live near the course. You go for a walk there. 50 years ago, you won the Epsom Derby, and of course, as we mentioned, the reason we're chatting to you is all the best because you had a vaccination at the racetrack, which is being used at the moment, not for racing, but for vaccinations. You had the vaccine and you're telling us you're fine. Look, it's great to chat to you and the connection to Australia, and I hope things go well for you, Jeff. It's great to reminisce. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners here in Australia before we wrap it up? Anything, any other memories you want to pass on?
Look, I love Jim Munro. I just stayed with him. We were there just for 6 years, and we were on the half. What they call it at what's the name in Sydney?
The racetrack. So we got Rose Hill, Randwick.
Randwick.
Yes.
I could walk on the balcony of their house at the halfway course, and I used to go down there, and I used to ride, just work, about five times, nearly every day of the week. And I got to know all the jockeys there and everything, and it was a lovely place just to go.
Well, I'm sure our racing audience will remember you, especially our older audience, and they'll all say, yeah, I remember Jeff Lewis, the connection with Australia, and fantastic to have a chat to you. All the best, Jeff. We might keep in touch. And, hey, thank you for taking the call there in the UK. Thank you for joining us.
No, that's fine. Look, if it wasn't so far this away, I would have gone a lot more down to, because I love just Sydney, because old Jim, don't forget old Jim Munro was a bloody great rider, and he won two Melbourne Cups, and I think his brother won three.
Great connection. That is Jeff Lewis. 50 years ago, he won the English Derby at Epsom Downs, would return there 50 years later to get a vaccination for COVID. And he says he's doing fine just a month or two after the vaccination. Went out to lunch the day after. He's a champion rider, won so many races in his career, trained so many winners. And his wife, of course, is James Munro's daughter, the great connection, the twice Melbourne Cup jockey winner. Jeff Lewis joining us there, reminiscing the 1971 Epsom Derby winner aboard Mill Reef.
Zug, the Parson and Millennium, a long way behind on the outside of the field. With just over a quarter of a mile to go, it's Linden Tree challenged by Lombardo, with Mill Reef cruising up on this side. Then comes Homeric, then Athens Wood, Irish Ball, and Zug. As they come into the final furlong now, it's Mill Reef coming on from Lombardo and Linden Tree on the far side, and Mill Reef it is. It's Mill Reef, the favourite, coming on inside the last furlong. Linden Tree in second place, Lombardo third, Irish Ball running on very strongly to try and get third place. As they come up the line, it's Mill Reef the winner, Linden Tree second, Irish Ball third, Lombardo fourth, then Athens Wood, the Parson, Homeric.